My name R.
Yeah.
Trevor.
Yes.
Okay.
You might just get a visa.
Let's stop it.
Is it too loud now?
Yeah.
And I can't make Afrikaans jokes.
Yeah.
Because my son's teacher checks out my WhatsApp status. And sometimes...
You've got this thing and then your son's going to fail.
Then next thing, my son's got detention.
So, okay, yeah. Let's start, guys.
Before the show starts, welcome to everyone, the two gentlemen. Thanks for your patience, gents. Really well. Welcome, Liam. I beat Liam in pool, and then the headmaster here, he
just
let us
it.
Down. He lost 3-0 in chess. 3-0.
I was tossing about other people, you know.
I know. You only other people. You know what you were saying. If you do something wrong, what was your saying? You blame something. That's what you said. But anyway, let's move right ahead. Before the show starts, we would like to issue an unreserved apology to Headmaster.
Oh, I win.
For last week, the gentleman, what's his name?
Gwena.
Yes. Went with the Headmaster's car. Unfortunately,
the
your
Lexus,
Toyota.
He said, I'd rather take a S4 or a 440.
Okay.
So
that one again too.
No, clearly doesn't.
Clearly
know
doesn't
his
know
cars.
Sports cars.
No.
It doesn't
no problem.
Know his cars.
I tried to say, look, guys, this guy said a 350 RC 350 is extremely fast. So you're gonna take him from that into that car.
Okay, you've got your
thank you.
Your
so
win.
What's the score now?
The score is
2-1.
2-1. No, but to who?
To me. I get it was 2-1 to him.
Oh,
but okay. Now it comes to me.
Yeah, so
I are leading.
So it's not 2-2 then.
No, it was 2-1.
No, I guess they take
one.
The one from you.
This guy doing engineering.
Okay. Giving to him.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, gentlemen, welcome to that car show.
You've got a
show
number.
Number something.
Yes, something.
Yeah.
I'll put it there.
Show number something.
We've I think we're on 40 videos.
No, we've done a lot of shows actually. Eh? I'm surprised we're still going strong. Thank you to everyone who subscribed. Who liked and who shared?
He's surprised you're still going strong.
Who liked and who shared the videos so far? We got 10K views.
Hey, amen. I don't want to talk about numbers because people are going to start looking at other ones that got 4 views. And they're like, oh, these guys are so inconsistent. Mm. We are here, which is a good thing. So
that's
as long as we are every week, all
that's
is fine.
That's all that matters. All right, so as usual in the show, we have... Our segment, I Want That Car.
Yes.
Pretty exciting one for today.
And I'm still doing preparations.
We have our resident tech guy.
Why is he a tech guy?
When did I become a tech guy?
Okay, the typical guy.
Yes, he's always talking.
Does it change?
He's a typical dude. I mean, have you ever checked his car choices? It's always BM, fade, BM.
And then we've got our headmaster.
Yes, it's shiny right now. Né? I can feel it shine.
Yeah, no, it's shiny.
It's hot in here.
Hard work this weekend for the garden.
Yeah.
And we rounded up with me. We rounded up with me with some sports. Let's get the show on the road, man.
Please.
So, guys, on the segment today, we have... Do you know who we have?
Kayan. So say it, bro.
I'm
come
just
on.
Testing. You are a tester, fellow. Did you do? We have Kayan from Four Ways. Is it Kayan Bougie? Do you know Kayan Bougie, the other lady?
Yeah, yes, I know Cyan Bougie.
Okay, do you Cyan know Cyan Bougie? Kayan Bougie.
He just exposed his uncoolness.
Cyan. Kayan, whatever. He's a gentleman in his early 30s. The gentleman. He's an IT specialist. Are you ready?
I didn't say there's a specialist.
But look, it's written there
the
like
specialist.
You know, if someone from Cape Town would say specialist. But anyway, he drives a Golf GTI 7.5 and has a wife and 2 kids. They currently have 1 car, which they use as a family. So Kyan has been doing a little bit of side hustle on the side. Is it making videos? to raise the 150K to buy his wife a decent small SUV.
This guy is on the road today.
So, Kyan wants to, he's got 160. He wants to buy his wife a small SUV because he's happy with the 7.5 GTI. And this is what he's looking for. He's looking for something reasonable to maintain, something good on fuel, space for the kids, obviously, at the back there, comfortable for her to commute, and should be stylish. She's beautiful, so something beautiful for her, too. So, Kyan, what did I have for Kyan?
Dude.
What did you have? What did you put? Where's your car, dude?
I've got my car. Just calm down.
Okay.
Like, can you relax? There we go. There's my car. Why are you laughing there at the back?
Okay. Oh, Musati, no, what's your car?
Hmm?
Oh, yes, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hey, man, it's hot in here, bro.
Okay.
What's your car? So here's my car. I actually have two cars this week, which is quite surprising. I've got a VW 2015 VW Tiguan. It's got 95,000 Ks. It's 158,900. Right, it's a white car. Black rims.
Okay.
Beautiful car.
Okay.
I've always loved the Tiguan. Now, it falls within the budget, less than 100,000 Ks. I think she'll enjoy it. It looks very nice. Space, maybe, for the kids at the back, depending how old they are. But it's quite a nice car. Now, that's my first car.
Okay.
And then my second car, I've got a Hyundai iX35 2-liter executive. It's a 2014 model. 11 years old. 127,000 Ks. And it goes at 154,900. So those are my two cars for Kyan and his wife. I'm leaning more towards the Tiguan.
What do you think?
But just as backup.
Pain.
Nope. Good choices. I had contemplated going down this route, but I was worried about the ages of the vehicles, especially the iX35. But good choices, good warranty. I think for the first time in your life, you're making sense.
Some sense. Look, I'm worried about the Tiguan.
Wait. Let it. I just want the glory to sink in.
Oh. We're good teachers. Clearly,
so wait, you said this Tiguan, what engine size is it?
This is what I wanted to know. What engine is it?
The engine is a... I forgot.
Eskom, zook. There was a point like it was just so
short. Guys, can I never ever...
You were doing so well.
Can
so
I well. Never ever have
you're,
my glory?
You're coming there so well.
Guys.
You know, can you check Ahotia engine, question mark? What's the gearbox? Petrol?
Why are you only asking me now?
But is it...
Do you want to expose me?
Is it manual or automatic?
It's automatic. It's a petrol.
Is it DSG?
It's a...
Yeah. I think it's DSG again.
Okay. My biggest worry is that you're taking... My biggest worry is that the gearbox. Mm-hmm. There's always a big concern about the DSG. The engine size, perfect. I don't know what it is. If it's a 1.4 TSI, it's okay. It's not a bad car. I'm just worried about the gearbox. Get an extra warranty for the gearbox if you take this car. The Hyundai, I'd actually take the Hyundai more. This one, depending on the engine, it would have a turbo. Most of them have turbos there. If it's a diesel, it will have a turbo. If it's 1.4, it will have a turbo. If it's a 2-liter, it will have a turbo. So there's more to go wrong in the Tiguan, but it's a good car. I'd rather take the did you say the Hyundai? The Hyundai, yes. Yeah, I'd rather take that. I'd rather take that if between the two.
Okay, so the Tiguan is a 1.4 TSI.
Oh, TSI, that's a 49. Yeah, okay. It's done how many Ks?
Where are the Ks?
95,000.
Okay, it's not a bad car. Just be if it does take the Tiguan, the gearbox might go wrong. The DSG is it DSG?
No, it's a manual actually.
If it's a manual, it's fine. But I'm sure she doesn't want a manual.
Not now. Not in this.
Not in this day and age. Manual is going to be problematic. But well.
Which one then would be problematic? The DSG?
The DSG would be a manual is better. But who wants to drive a manual in Johannesburg? And especially the lady.
So are we saying
Tiguan, maybe let's put aside Hyundai, I'd go for. I don't have anything to say about Hyundai besides that it's old. Get a warranty with it. You know most what warranties mean. Should be okay. Mm. What do you think?
Good choices.
Yeah, good.
First time in your life. Yeah.
What have you got, sir?
Yeah, as I said, I didn't go the SUV route because in the price range, there will be older vehicles. Mm. So I was a bit worried about that. And he's saying for his travels to Limpopo, so long distance and all of that, he's covered, you know. So this is a car just for the wife to drive around, kids, school run, all of that. So for $159,990, I have a 2019 Mazda 2 1.5 Active. It has 88,000 Ks. Okay, it's a manual as well, which can probably be the only downer. But fuel efficient, cheap to maintain, following the criteria. space for the kids, I mean, for the short distance run, it's Prem. Fine. If you want to go long distance, use the Golf.
Prem? Will the Prem fit in, I think?
Yeah.
It's tiny. Mazda 2 is
Mazda
tiny.
Mazda 2 is small.
It'll fit.
Okay, just got two children, two Prems. I thought we'd be carrying the Prem. This guy today is not so one Prem will be the best. No, the Mazda.
But wait, guys, maybe I missed something in the brief. Where does it say anything about a Prem?
No, there's nothing about
there's
a Prem.
Two kids.
Yeah, they can
there's
be any
two
age.
Young kids. Okay, well, let's so, just say no, one about is a Prem.
Okay, let's say there's no Prem. Still, it's still small.
Not for what? Small.
And
for what need? For what
groceries,
need?
Groceries, moving around, school bags. Let's just say he's 9 and he needs a cricket bat.
Cricket bag? Have you seen how big cricket those bag. Things
yeah,
are?
It's tiny.
But it's not in the criteria.
But
I can't guess things that are not there, guys.
You got kids, dude. You seem to. The problem is
you
don't kids.
Okay, what you guys are doing? He's got two kids, but maybe he's living with 5 cousins. Your cars are too small. You're just adding things that are in the criteria.
Let's put
in the brief.
Way. He's got two kids. Whichever age they are, it's going to be small for them.
For the run around, no.
For example, if he has to. Well, let's say they're 9, 10, and 12. Both of them play cricket.
Yeah.
Where are they going to put their stuff at the back?
If maybe they play soccer or tennis, they've got smaller bags for rackets.
Is it stylish?
You're adding things that aren't in the brief, though.
Is it stylish?
Yes. Those things are good looking. And the build qualities are even, the interior is beautiful. For me, maybe it should have been automatic just for your convenience. But otherwise, it fits the
comfortable bill. Comfortable for her
for
commute.
Me,
it's definitely comfortable.
Manual is a problem.
Okay.
I don't think it's a problem, but manual in this city is an issue. We just said the Tiguan manual. Number two, I think it has no space. Inyan. That's good for, Mazda 2 is good for her before she got married. That's my view.
Okay.
Most?
With no kids.
With no kids. The minute she went into labor, that car went out the door. That's it. That's what my view is. The minute she was like, push, the car also pushed in. So, again, as usual. I did. Guys.
It was rehearsed at her because it's.
guys,
probably
okay.
Everyone else
I did
like,
my homework. Right? Again, as usual. The first car is a 2010 Nissan Qashqai 2 liter auto. It's got 102 kilowatts of power. I mean, the car will have everything, electronic windows, space, automatic, full service history. It's done 65,000 Ks. And I checked this car because I was like, 65,000? How? It's done 65,000, it's got full service history. It's got leather seats. It's got everything you need that you would need. It's got space. It can take 2 cricket bats. It's got 65,000 Ks. I want to see you criticize it. Let me give you the features. Electronic windows.
Well, we know you. We know you, and we guess that's stylish for you. We get your style.
No, no,
it's fine.
No, no,
she
no,
said
no,
stylish.
Look,
what's stylish thing?
What's this? This for a girl with 2 kids. Mommy. It's stylish. She's a...
Aye.
Okay.
Kayan's wife, this guy is making you a
car steering, leather seats, alloy wheels, aircon, de blah, de blah, de blah. The second one.
2010. Don't forget that.
World Cup.
The second one is the 2015 Renault Duster. 1.5 TSI. It's got power, punchy, 81,000 Ks. Punchy, baba. Automatic, baba. Hey, it's punchy.
Duster.
That Duster must die fast. Duster, I must die, papa.
Duster.
It's white. Again, it's got all the amenities she needs as a city car moving around. She they can even take it to Polokwane with. Should you want to put the GTI aside, you can take the Qashqai and drive. And the Qashqai has got nice alloy wheels. It's a beautiful car. Okay. As you can see it on the picture, and it's gray in color. Mm-hmm. It's a good car.
Let's start here.
Okay, let's hear your criticism.
Maintenance.
Guys, it's a 2 liter.
No, I'm asking.
Compared, look, out of all these three cars, the most cheapest one I think with maintenance would be the Mazda. If you're going to compare it to the Tiguan, it's negligible. If you're going to compare it to the Hyundai, negligible. Mm-hmm. The Mazda might be the cheapest one because, again, it's the size of a Prem. Mm. But she won't fit with the kids in that Prem. In the car.
Have you actually been in that car?
I have. It's a small car.
And for day-to-day driving?
Dude, I can fit. Not personally.
I have.
Yeah, but it's not for you. You're not married to Cayenne.
Okay, I'm not married. He wishes he was married to me. Look, criticize my cars.
Is it good on fuel? Okay, yeah, now, here's my problem. When I saw the list, both cars looks...
I'm coming to looks. The Duster is the worst looking of everything we've proposed here. I would never recommend that for my wife.
You reckon
who wants a stylish car?
No. Look, you reckon the Tiguan is nice? It's good looking.
It's better than both. It's better than both your cars.
Better than both your cars.
That car looks like a pen of
it. It's not. No. You're right. It's not good looking, but it's better than these.
Okay, cool. I think these cars. As a staple car woman works.
Nissan is expensive to maintain.
Oh, okay. You can't say it's more expensive than a Tiguan. Mm. You can't say that.
Mm. Are they both auto?
I can, though.
You can't. No, that's auto.
A minor service on this car is going to be 5,000 rand.
And then a Tiguan?
Maybe 3.
So 4,899 expense.
No, 3,000. 2,000 rand difference.
So here I am. I'm conceding the Tiguan. Fine.
Yes, it's gone.
We are leaving.
So now let's look at... The Mazda is gone.
Yeah.
Yes, we agree. Mazda is gone. So it is Hyundai.
Kana, what's the age of your Hyundai?
Mine. Mm. It is 20. Bro, why do you like taking me back?
He doesn't know.
But I know. It's
he
there.
He didn't say it. Actually.
No, I did.
What is it?
It's there.
What?
It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there.
Your car is old.
Gents, it's there.
What
Wait.
Age is it?
I'll tell you now.
Prepare age. Just give us
okay,
age.
Okay, while you're looking, my car is the youngest.
It's a small.
It's a 2019.
Mine is 2014.
Okay, fine.
2014.
My Qashqai is 2015 then.
2010.
2010 Qashqai.
No, I gave you two.
The Duster is 2015.
Yes.
Who wants a Duster?
Who wants a Duster?
That is a brilliant 1500 DSI.
Linda, who wants?
I would buy a Duster for my wife. I would buy a Duster. Mm. I would buy another
I know a very good divorce lawyer.
Okay, guys. Okay. We are losing the plot. Mazda's out. We agree?
Yes.
Mazda's out. I don't agree.
It's vote, Baba. You're
no,
out.
No, it's you vote. Out, democratic society.
So Tiguan is out. We all agree?
Yes.
Right. So we left to the Hyundai.
Why is the Tiguan out?
No, wait.
Manual.
Manual.
Emmanuel is the problem.
Emmanuel
is the problem.
Saturday
it's not
night.
Good for kids.
Emmanuel, not good for kids.
I'm keeping clean this week, guys.
So.
And then 2010 is out. Soccer World Cup. Gone.
Okay, let's take it out.
Now we are left with
two.
Two.
Right. You think the Nissan Qashqai with 65,000, 2010.
No, Qashqai is 2010.
Qashqai is 2010.
Yeah.
I'd rather buy an older car with less Ks than a newer car with more Ks. That's a fact. That's
so
a fact.
You'd buy
he
a
also
Hyundai,
do that, but he just can't allow himself.
No, I wouldn't.
So you say Qashqai is out, you also say Qashqai is out?
Mm.
You say so?
Mm. Okay, Qashqai is out.
Now we've got Duster and Hyundai. But
Duster's out. Duster can never be in, guys.
Ba-da-ba-
No. Before you celebrate.
If you know the song, sing along. I don't even know the
you,
song. But
you just
know the song.
Arbitrarily decided to leave certain cars out.
No. Okay.
I think the Mazda is the best.
No. It's a democratic process. I say between the Hyundai and the Duster, I take the Duster. Okay. But if you're saying both of you, what would you take? A Duster or a Hyundai? Which one would you take?
You.
Outside of this conversation.
Yes.
Which
one would you take?
So don't bring it back to this conversation.
Yes, don't bring it back.
Okay.
Outside of this conversation, I'd go with the Hyundai. Outside of this conversation.
Oh,
okay. In this conversation, it's the Mazda.
The Mazda's out. Okay.
My man.
Hyundai.
I think, Tuso, when you missed it by far, he mentioned SUV. Mm.
Yes.
A decent small SUV. At least, if you were in that league, we would have been saying something to you.
This I concede.
Is very small.
It's small. Look, Mswati, You know what?
Linda, honestly, I won.
Touche.
I am on the board.
Two, one. Right, you know what? Okay. I will give you the hand.
Thank you.
He's happy like, shit, don't let this guy win.
No. It's not about you. That was the SUV thing.
The Qashqai. Yeah.
So today I'm on my lucky streak because I beat the young gentleman there at the back.
Mm-hmm.
He shaved his hair. Liam.
Yeah.
I whipped him there.
He's shedding.
Oh, he's shedding.
It's summer.
So I beat him in pool. I won. Now I win again here.
Okay, wow. Well done. Now you'll never hear the end of
dude,
it.
Dude. Yeah. It's probably the first and the
he's
last.
He's going to go to work tomorrow. I'm a winner.
So, do you guys play golf?
Yes,
sportsman.
No,
you not don't. As much as I should, but I do.
Okay,
I try.
Can you even swing?
He does the other swinging.
Which swing? No. You said you're staying clean.
You so even you do the swinging. Okay. What about the golf?
So, Continental Tires. One of the executives one day was on a golf course, mm-hmm. right? Probably the back nine. Hit a shot, such a bad shot. He stood there looking at that ball with his hand in his crotch. And he's like,
in hand which way?
You heard me.
Which ball?
I've never seen a kicker.
Like a ball. He hit his ball.
What ball are you thinking?
What are you talking about, bro?
No, I agree. He's
a golf ball. He hit his golf ball.
His crotch.
But if he hit his ball, he would be sitting down saying, ooh.
We don't.
So then he's looking down the fairway with his hand in his crotch. And he's like,
you see, yeah. He's repeating again, hand in the crotch.
But if he hit his other ball, he'd be sitting down screaming. Okay, he hit his ball.
Asking God why.
You just want to hear this for the third time, right?
Okay.
I think that's what's happening here.
Okay, his hand in his crotch.
So he's standing there, and he's like, yeah.
Hand in his crotch.
Our tires must feel like balls.
Hand in his crotch.
Mm.
Never seen that in golf. How does he do that? He swings and goes
swings and like,
boom.
Okay.
Our tires must feel like balls. That's probably the thought that he had.
Must feel like balls.
Yes.
Okay. Which balls?
Golf balls.
Okay.
The fuck are you guys thinking?
Carry on. You touch his crotch. You say no, we have to ask.
Focus, guys. Okay. Focus.
So, right. You focus.
So.
The guy plays golf, and then he's like, ooh, wee, and he can't touch
his
crotch.
That's what happened. He was on the golf course.
And then he's like,
is this a true story? Are you making it up?
Please. Okay.
It's true that he was on the golf course.
Okay.
The crotch is singing. Yeah, okay.
And it's true that he got inspiration from a golf ball.
Yeah.
Okay. And he touched
maybe the other things as well.
Okay.
But anyway, they are making a tire that's going to have dimples similar to a golf ball on the sidewalls going right up to the tread. If I can just read here, they say the golf balls are dimpled to give them better aerodynamic performance. Golf balls.
Oh.
And it's
come on.
No, I wanted to know which ones because I'm still.
We're sitting in the naughty corner for a reason. Let's behave.
And it's been proven to work, right? Yeah. Continental takes that concept and applies it to tires with aero dimples, they call them. Right? I don't know how aerodynamic you guys are, but they've got aero dimples on their tires.
So you got dimples, this is aerodynamic too.
It's hundreds of tiny dimples placed all around the sidewall and the edge of the tread. And this reduces apparently
air turbulence, drag
behind the tire, allowing it to roll while using less energy. The tires are called the Eco Contact 7 and the 7S, which are designed for extreme efficiency. Now, dimples aren't the only...
Why do you keep laughing when you say dimples?
I don't know.
I'm not laughing.
The only eco-friendly factors baked into the new tires. The company uses new green chili... Like, these words, bro. Green chili 3.0 rubber tread compound designed specifically for low rolling resistance. And the inner sections of the tire use smart energy casing tech that Continental says reduces friction through specific measurements. Basically.
That's how you read. You understand?
How?
That's how people should read.
How?
Like that.
Now.
Not, he do this. But carry on.
In Europe, these tires have a class A ranking for rolling resistance and a class B for wet braking and road noise. They've already been approved for OEM use on Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, and BYD vehicles. Mm. So
we wouldn't be surprised to see them on your next purchase.
No, no. If it reduces drag, I was worried about grip. I don't think golf balls are known for grippiness, and other balls.
But
are
that's
also
on the side.
I don't think any other ball is known for grippiness. You know, it doesn't work. So if it's for drag, it makes sense. I mean, a golf ball, the reason why is it's designed to take less resistance to the air.
But it's more aerodynamic because of the dimples.
Yes, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah, less resistance. Yeah, less resistance, true. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah.
Okay. Why not?
So I don't know about the other dimples and how they work.
I don't know. No.
But I'm just imagining how this thing's gonna look. It look weird.
It's a tire.
Can you imagine them dirty?
Are they
with dust on
their
men's
side? Yeah. Are they going to be visible dimples?
Yeah, I'm
or?
Sure. Yeah. Like a golf ball. Exactly.
Can you see your dimples?
I almost saw.
I'm not gonna say.
I almost saw.
He can feel them when his play after he hits a shot.
After Dalama dies.
Do you have dimples? You.
I don't know,
bro. You're asking
know
the wrong
you.
Person.
I don't cut.
And then how do you know that I have?
I'm just saying. That's a whole thing. Okay, guys. That's a good thing. If it's going to reduce drag, petrol should be...
So, just quickly, this...
Big on the... For electric cars, very good.
Yeah. This Class A ranking, is this the ranking of tires in Europe, or is it just some fancy word they're using to sell their product? Do you know?
It's in Europe. It's a formal thing where they rate the tires when they test them. Yeah.
So it means it's on the top shelf.
Yeah, it's high up there. That's what I'm saying. It's going to go on VWs, Mercedes, and BYD.
So BYD
so far.
Already, it's a, yeah, I mean, we're mentioning BYD with second VW team. And...
Yeah, it's a big company, BYD. I mean, I think it's the biggest electronic... You actually...
Electric.
Pussy. Remember, that's the one.
Don't remind me.
No, I'm just saying. Like, it's. I think it's the biggest electric manufacturer.
Electric car manufacturer, yeah. Wow.
So I think it's a good thing as long as...
Bigger than Tesla.
They don't become more expensive. Because actually speaking, they're cutting more rubber out of those balls, so it should be a bit cheaper.
Hopefully. But then with all their fancy technology, the chilies and whatever.
Look, without any dimples, to not mention dimples, Audi... Remember Audi had an A1, A3, A4, A5, A6, A7, A8, right? And then there was rebadging 35 TFSI, which I still don't know what it means.
What is, yes.
55 TFSI, it's
confusing, right?
I'm pretty sure even the executives afterwards, right? So they went back. So the A1, A3, A5, A7 was meant to be ICE. Remember? Last we talked about it. I think
last year.
The odd numbers were ICE engines, which means internal combustion engines.
Wow.
I'm just
I learned something today.
So and then the even numbers would be
electric.
Electric.
Mm-hmm.
Not ICE, not little ICE. So
I know that Vele
is the two, the odd.
Yeah.
So now they've decided wait.
Oh.
Wait, let's go back. So they're going back to the original, and then everything that is electronic will be called e-tron,
okay.
Which I think that's better. A4 e-tron, then you know it's electronic.
So they're still sticking to
You're still going to get ICE engines for...
But they're just adding e-tron.
And then they're
going
to go back to 1.8, 2-liter, the normal 2-liter TDI. You know? I think this happens when you've got executives playing golf and touching themselves. Inappropriately. Then they start thinking about things.
It was
like
a silly idea
to
begin with. It's what BMW did a few years ago, which was annoying, but somehow it's worked. And I think BMW needs to follow the same strategy with their design department. They need to go back to the drawing board.
Like this? I think this.
Your nose.
So I'm happy with that. Go back. Sometimes fix something that's not.
If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it.
And then. Suzuki Swift outsold Toyota.
I can believe that.
No, that I can believe.
The Hilux specifically.
The Hilux. And I mean, it outsold. I mean, Suzuki is coming with a bang. Yeah. I'm starting to think that the other show, they're getting paid.
The other show?
There's other show that's always recommending Suzuki.
All
the time.
All the
marketing.
Time.
Well done, Suzuki. You are proving again that a car does not need to be expensive to be good quality, not like of decent quality. I mean, the Swifts are solid little cars.
But what I think contributed largely to this is the rental companies.
Yeah, they did say
they've
that.
They've got a lot of Swifts.
So last month there was
entry level the Swift.
The smaller ones. Mm. But this is the class of Apollo Vivo. So if you go rent it, they'll still use a Vivo on the picture. But when you go pick up a car,
I think it's cheaper. Number one. So let me give you the stats. Last month they sold 6,399 cars in South Africa. 2,226 were Swifts, right? 2,557 were Hiluxes, and then 2,459 were Polos. Those are normally, generally, the competition is between the Polo and the Hilux. Mm. Swift has outbeaten them. But 1,219, which is almost half of them, were sold by rentals.
Yeah. Oh.
So I suppose the rental companies, it's cheaper to buy a Suzuki. I'm sure it's even cheaper to maintain than a Polo.
Definitely.
And here are the top 10. Top 10 right now as it stands is Swift, number one. Number two is Hilux. Number three is Polo. Number four is Starlet. Five is Ranger, which Ranger was quite high before, so it's dropping now. Number six, Mswati, the Isuzu D-Max. Remember you were saying Corolla Cross is number seven. The i10 is number eight. Tiggo Pro 4 is number nine. And then the Jolion 10. It's not bad.
The Chinese.
On the list.
If people from Suzuki are watching, one thing I don't like about the Swift, I've rented a few times. I drove one last week, a rental. Don't know if you guys have. The radio screen is dark. Have you seen it?
Dude, the radio screen, that radio and the connection and the Bluetooth.
You can't see what's written on it. You want to do Bluetooth, you want to change radio station, you can't see anything, especially when it's bright. At night, then you can see the lettering. I don't know what they were thinking with that. That, for me, is a big downer on the car. Everything else is good on the car.
Look,
I don't know about the new ones, because there's a new Swift.
Look, I don't like the plastics. I don't like the lack of power. I don't like a lot of things about the Swift. But I get why you would get into a Swift rental, Uber. Mm. It's a good
first car for first a child car, or something.
Because, let's be honest, a Polo is not, it's a bit more softer. Certain touches, but generally the same thing. Mm. And a Polo costs much more.
That's the thing. The pricing of the Polo is too high.
So I think. the other story that I've got, guys. The Golf 4. Remember we talked about the TSI 1.4 that is coming to Africa. It was launched. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The price starts from 580.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine. Well done, VW. You can do this. Mm-hmm. You can produce cheap cars. I mean, the Corolla.
It's cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap. It's competitive. I mean, the Corolla. Corolla Hatch also started like 546, 536. I mean, that's fair. And I think this is because of the Chinese market.
They couldn't start.
I mean, look at it this way. A Golf before, they didn't have a problem charging at 100,000 compared to their competitors.
Mm.
Now they're actually quite competitive. I mean, what it comes with at 580, the 1.4 TFSI, and what the Corolla comes with, it's bang for buck. You can actually justify the extra 40,000.
And then
in the Chinese market,
and my car is 518 is a TFSI, and you bring a Chinese car at 500,000, it then makes a difference. I can easily go to a VW. Then, do you understand? A Chinese car will come at 500.
And have everything.
And then this one comes at 518, has decent equipment. Many people would rather go for a VW than a Chinese make. That was close. You understand what I'm saying?
It's the Chinese. Look,
people want to buy VW. Mm. That's why it's still relevant. The only issue was that it just didn't justify the 200,000 premium vis-a-vis a Chinese car. Now it's not that much higher than a Chinese car. It means that people will still go buy a VW.
Well, let's hope for their sake. I don't know. I think the Chinese are strong.
They're strong.
On an upward trajectory, and people will still want to spend less. So for spec, you'll be way below 500,000 in a Chinese.
Okay, so let's look at the Chinese. What would the Chinese be to a Golf?
An equivalent.
Yeah.
Of this. Nice, you know,
Tiggo Pro 4.
That's what.
And how much is the starting price for Tiggo Pro 4? Let's quickly check that out.
Yeah, but look, they're not the same thing. The Tiggo Pro also it competes with the T-Cross.
Yeah, instead, so what would it compete
I think with? That's homework we can do.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is that look, your next competitor is a Corolla hatch. And if you're going to take a Corolla hatch, it's starting at 536, and you put next to 1.4 Golf 7, 8. Mm. Already by you having a Golf 8, you have more premium. It looks, people will be more attracted to the VW than the Toyota. Although the Toyota is a good-looking car, the hatch, the Corolla hatch, it's a good-looking car. Mm. But people, you'll sell more Golfs because of the price, I'm predicting.
Okay. Let's see. I hope so, because people are not liking the look of the new Golf. I like it too.
But it's a Golf. It's a Golf.
It's a Golf. Yeah.
And you'll see it, you can do a lot with that, with those engines. You can drop it, you can do whatever.
I'm hearing from Gore, your tone when I listen to you. You want these old brands to start competing again. Yes. You don't just want them to die out, right?
I'm sure they also don't want to die out.
Obviously.
Think about VW this way. It's been around for what, almost 100 years?
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes-Benz, 100 years, BMW, all these classic, they've got a whole lot of knowledge with them. And let's not talk lies, guys. These guys produce quality products.
Mm-hmm.
The Golf or whatever. I don't want them gone. Because once they're gone, you then, what's your compass? What's your quality mark?
Your benchmark.
Your benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chinese, as much as they're producing good, they can produce, what do you say?
I'm not saying anything today.
They can produce Fong Sashi. What do you call it? Fong Sashi.
F-O-Sashi. How do you spell it? F-O-Sashi. Sashi.
Fong Sashi. So, I don't want any car brand to disappear, basically.
No, they also
and if Golf could start being competitive with the pricing, then we'll start seeing proper cars. China will also have to give us better value for them to compete with the classic cars. So I'm happy. Golf, well done. I think it was a brilliant move. And I predict they'll start selling a lot more.
Okay.
A lot.
Let's see as it goes. Maybe check after a couple of months.
Think that's it for me?
How it's been doing.
Is it out in the store, in the dealerships?
It's out, yeah.
Everyone,
you can actually order that now.
Everyone,
it goes up to 680 for the last number with whatever. It's a 1.4.
R-line.
And these will sell.
Yeah, I saw on social media, everyone was just
I've seen two already.
It. People were like, well, man, this is...
And the price. Because we say starting at 580, people are like, yeah, it's not that bad. Then you start adding. And 680.
No, that's great. Let's see how it goes. Give us feedback maybe after a couple
of months. We'll check it out. We'll check it out. If top 10... Nah, I don't think it will ever reach top 10.
Yeah, no. Never.
I don't think Golf get to top 10.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Let's see how it goes, man.
Right, that's me for today.
Very insightful. Thank you. The Swift, there's a friend of mine who drives a Swift, Shame, and she watches the show.
No, there's nothing wrong with the
regularly.
Swift.
Regularly. Mpenchak, I'm sorry, man.
In fact, just there was. You remember those first Swift? There was a Swift that was a two-door. Sporty one. I liked those Swifts.
I forgot about that.
There were two-door ones. I was hoping they were going to put a little table engine.
I thought
they were going to put a little table engine that I was going to like that. It's like a Mito. What a missed opportunity. The Alpha Mito. That Swift.
And that Mito was beautiful.
Yeah, they missed the opportunity to put a
to an impressive engine in it.
So, Swiri, it's a very nice Swift. But come this side, we'll give you more advice.
Anyway, it's a quick one.
Mm-hmm.
4-1, sorry, I wanted to say 4-1, not quick one.
Oh, God.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
4-1.
I'm not. You know what I'm gonna say. When last did we?
No, we won on the weekend. Did you see how we won on the weekend? And he says, "Oh, Stellenbosch. Stellenbosch is playing in
He does
in
not.
Africa.
No, he doesn't know football. This one, he doesn't
but anyway,
know. Stellenbosch is the top team.
Guys,
to you, yes.
You know someone?
To Pirates, I have a phenomenon. To you, yes.
What are you talking about? These guys were second. Was it last season or the season before? They were second. Stellenbosch, second Sundowns.
I read somewhere someone saying Motsepe's millions are ruining the game. But I think they're not, man.
Why?
They need to...
I'm taking a video of all of us.
Wow, really?
I'm going to post it.
I think it just... a wake-up call for other teams to pull up their socks. Barre, because he's getting all the best players, the best coaches, best technical staff, and... But I think Bolo, we saw now yesterday, last night, Liverpool
lost
to Plymouth. The guys are freaking almost last.
Top of the EPL, top of the Champions League,
you know,
table.
And they played a team who is struggling for relegation in the second division, not even in the same league as them. And they lost. So I think Bolo, you can't class it like
Haina, therefore, as
no,
they
but
say.
I also say, when it comes to me, my team and Sundowns, hey, we've had, for the longest time, a very treacherous...
It wasn't treacherous.
No.
Let me tell you.
They beat us 5-1. We beat them 4-0.
No.
We have. Google it.
I'll send you something quickly.
We've had a very up and down understanding. I'm going to Google it.
In the last six games, Sundowns have scored 21 goals.
Yeah.
You have scored one. 21-1 in the last five or six games.
You?
No, don't say us. We're talking about you.
No, but you have to compare.
You are deflecting.
No, it's apple and apple. I mean, if I score one, right, and I'm beating you, what have you scored? Minus 22.
Let's leave it. 21-1. You know?
Mm-hmm. I mean...
You know South Africans are funny people, ne? Not so long ago, Drikas, no RSA, just DNA. Then last week he rocks up with a Trump professor.
And everyone's like,
the guy can go to
he
hell.
Can go.
And then he moored the other guy. And people like, nah, we don't care anyway, man. We're taking away our
go
DNA.
Trump,
but congratulations to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He smashed Strickland. He smashed him. But apparently, the fact that we were criticizing him.
That upset him.
That upset him so much, and he was taking it out on.
Let's give this boy some props. He's good.
No, he can hit. Yeah, he can smash.
But the problem, you know, my biggest problem about this whole thing is it. Why is it some certain sectors of this thing want to take it as if, yeah, it's us. As Zulu people. I'm not going to mention who they are because they are refugees in this country. So it's going
to
be cancelled.
They don't want to leave. Oscar Neres.
No, all I'm saying is that Drikas is good. Well done, Drikas. I just wish you could stop this thing of yours. If you want to move to America, you can be a refugee.
No, just leave the politics out of it,
yeah,
man. Focus on sports.
I think that's what pisses me off. Just leave the politics out of it.
If you like Trump that much, then... You can be a refugee and go. And then
I mean, he'll be first in the queue anyway. The Americans will want him.
No, well
and
done.
The name and surname, I mean, you don't even have. And the accent.
What?
And I've been practicing my accent. You must have the accent when you get to Home Affairs, at the Home Office there.
Look, well done, Drikas. Whether you become a South African or American, tell us so that we know to support you or not to support you. So if you become American, you suck. If you're South African, hey.
And it will be great to have, you know. And he had the South African flag. So we don't know what's happening.
So he's got
happening.
A South African flag and
doesn't represent
us. And then it says Trump prefers champions. But hey, man, who are we? Let's leave politics out of it anyway.
Who's the other guy?
Sean Strickland, who's also
American.
A supporter of...
Trump. So Trump doesn't like him
because he lost. But
why has everything just suddenly become about Trump?
Everything.
Because I'm like, I want the GTI.
Trump
hates it. Yeah. No, let's not touch it.
Yeah, no, that man is I read Gary Player. Just sorry, we're just gonna go over by a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Player was saying I get everyone now is backtracking.
Yeah.
When a girl player's like, when I play golf with Trump, we don't discuss politics. Just tell him how lovely South Africa is. Everyone is backtracking. But anyway, guys, we love you.
Now.
Thanks for watching the show. Please don't forget to
subscribe.
Like.
And share.
It's supposed to be coordinated.
Okay.
Subscribe, like, share. Kanti, guys, don't you practice?
Okay.
Don't
you actually, we didn't
practice. We just started 10 seconds ago. The first time I saw this.
But at least he got the script. Do I know? Subscribe.
I wasn't ready. Thanks, guys. Ciao. Sorry, man. We are both.